And, but anyway, we did go there and live there for 3.5 years. We went in 70 and left in 74. We learned to love it. We were in northern New Mexico, not so far, at 6,800 feet. You know, see, we always liked New England, but we thought, oh, we're going to Homestead. We need to be in a warm place. Ha, ha, ha. The climate, in the sense, was somewhat the same in a different way. It would be could be warm, you know, could it would get very warm, but it was always cool at night. We couldn't even get ripe tomatoes. We had to pick them green because they wouldn't get ripe. But they'd ripened all right after we picked them. And that's where I learned to can and dry things, and so we wanted to stay, but we found we didn't have enough money to buy land. We thought we would there, and but it was too expensive. So that's how we ended up in New England. We met somebody who came through who ended up himself at Woolman Hill when there was an alternative school there. And they, you know, they did farming, I mean, big gardening and canning, and they had 2 cows and so forth. And Randy Keeler wrote to us and said, our farmer is leaving, would you like to do this? Because when we met him, we said if we couldn't find anything within the next few months, we were going to come back east. And we said, no, we don't want to be a farmer, even if we don't get paid. I mean, we want a homestead. And we ended up being able to do that. We came here in 74, took down a house. I took out millions of nails, I think. We did all our work by hand, but we didn't know anybody but Randy Keeler when we came here, and we got to know so many people, and so many people helped us, and some of them came to help. So we finally even put an electric line over to Trap Rock so that people could, who had, you know, skill saws and all that sort of thing could work. And our house, we lived pretty much the same. I lived pretty much the same as we did. Well, I don't know how you can compare that. But in New Mexico, we had an outhouse. We had a designer outhouse because of an architect friend of ours visited us and designed the outhouse. We lived in an adobe that had 18-inch thick walls. Our landlady lived down about a quarter of a mile down the road from us. We drew our water up by hand. We had electricity there because I think in the 30s there was some kind of program to electrify rural places and so on. So we had, you know, a light bulb in each room, something like that. And so that was an extraordinary experience. We've never had a garden so beautiful as that one. Everything germinated. Because you had to have irrigation anyway, but it was not the kind that you have here where you use electricity and pump it. I guess there was something electric intermediately, but it was something that had, a system that had been built several hundred years before the water came from the mountains when the snow melted. And then you would have you could let the water into your plot. People had certain times, but because our garden was so small, anytime the water passed, we could open up our gate and irrigate. So that may be one thing. And then we came here. And here we have an outhouse, which we probably wouldn't be able to get permission to have now. And we built our house from salvaged material. We used kerosene lamps for a while, and then now I have 2 gas lights that they have. What else do we do? We grow most of our food. I don't buy stuff that's imported, I have to buy oil, but there are so many things here that are, you can buy eggs, local eggs. You can buy cheese. There's cheese that's made here. There's pickles, sauerkraut, although I make my own sauerkraut. I make sauerkraut. I can a lot things. I dry things. And so I have plenty to eat. I just eat differently maybe from other people. I don't have my salad. My winter salad is, say, for instance, pickled beets and sauerkraut. It's wonderful together. And I've discovered making parsnip salad in the spring, because parsnips can stay in the ground. They don't, and once the ground thaws, you can pick them. And I grate them and put some oil on. And then if you have had parsley, it comes back for a while. Put a lot of parsley in it. Absolutely delicious.